Hi, I'm Ben Trefney, news director here at KALW, and I want to invite you to become a member of KALW. We are 70% listener supported, so as you listen to this piece from our newsroom, please make sure to go to the Donate Now button at KALW.org. Thanks.
KALW.
This is Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. Bay Area authors have had to cancel launch parties and book tours because of the coronavirus, so we're bringing them to you in this series we're calling New Arrivals. Today we hear from San Francisco author Angela Terry reading from her new book, Charming Falls Apart.
It's a work of women's fiction about a 35-year-old woman who loses it all and embarks on a self-help mission, only to realize that her old life wasn't as perfect as she thought and that it's time she makes her own rules. I'm going to read a passage from the first chapter where Allison has just been fired from her PR firm of 12 years, and her fiancé is waiting for her at home to tell her their wedding is off because he's in love with someone else. Finally finding my voice, I manage to whisper, "Who are you in love with?" Neil is silent. My eyes drift back to his, and I notice his eyes have grown wide. Fear. "Who are you in love with?" I ask again, a little louder this time. Neil stands up. With words so rushed they sound like one, he says, "I'm in love with Stacy." And with that declaration, he backs up and grabs a bag that has been sitting in the hallway all this time and that I am just now noticing. Stacy, my maid of honor. Of course. "I'm sorry, Allison. I wish things weren't ending like this." His eyes meet mine for a heartbreaking second, and I believe him. Until, coward that he is, he breaks eye contact and then turns and hurries out the door, our door, before I can even tell him my big news. Once the door clicks behind him, I say aloud to no one, "I got fired today." And with that, the tears I've held in all afternoon come rushing out.
That was San Francisco author Angela Terry reading from her new book, Charming Falls Apart. Find more information on that book and more at KALW.org/newarrivals.